Good morning from Bally Baptist Church again, and from our little thought for the day. Friday morning again, the 7th of August, and trust you're well this morning and continuing to know the presence and goodness of God in your life. I think we're making progress in this virus situation, and it's good that we plan to be back in the church this Lord's Day. After 21 weeks of absence, 21 weeks. But we still need to be careful and to exercise all the necessary precautions, and the deacons on duty will be able to help and direct us on Lord's Day, God willing. This morning is the last day of the Holiday Bible Club that's been going out from the church to all the boys and girls. And we're getting good reports about that, and we continue to uphold that great work on this great week with the boys and girls. And we continue to uphold that in prayer this final day, and that all going out. And we just praise God for all the staff involved and all the diligence and faithfulness in that. But on Lord's Day, don't feel under pressure about coming out. There's many who are not they don't feel well, feel that the situation is well enough that they can come. So please don't feel under any pressure to be out on Lord's Day. And we trust, we look to the Lord for all of that. Over the past Friday mornings, we've been looking at Psalm 23, this lovely and very popular part of God's word. And I don't want to go over that this morning in any great detail. Suffice to say that it is a very personal psalm, and it's all about the shepherd and the sheep relationship. And we said before, it's the he and me psalm, the he and me psalm. This morning we come to verse 4, and that's the start of the second half of the psalm. The first three verses of the psalm gives us the secret of a happy life. And here in verse 4, we have mention of death, something that nobody really wants to talk about. But we have mention of death here in verse 4, and we look at that today. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And if the first three verses talks about the secret of a happy life, here with the mention of death, we could say that here we have the secret of a happy death, or a comforting death. Not only is Psalm 23 a very popular portion of God's word, but I believe verse 4 is maybe the most, one of the most popular verses in the Bible. This verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's read in hospitals, it's read at bedsides, it's read at funerals. And Spurgeon said that this verse has been a pillow for the dying saints of God. In all of Scripture, there's maybe no verse more familiar, a verse that will continue to be uttered by dying saints, unless the Lord come first and we miss the passage of the valley, being caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Again, folks, we see the great progression in the psalm. That all continues right from verse 1 of the psalm, which is a key verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we have seen this great progression down in the psalm, and verse 4 is no exception. And look at the progression right down through the psalm. I shall not want rest, for he makes me to lie down in green pastures. I shall not want refreshment, for he leadeth me beside the still waters. I shall not want restoration, for he restores my soul. I shall not want guidance, because he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And now in verse 4, I shall not want companionship in the hour of trial, for thou art with me. and I shall not want comfort, for thy rod and staff, they comfort me. The lovely progression in the psalm. In the little portion of God's word that we want to deal with today in verse 4, there's three little statements. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And we will leave the end of the verse, we leave that, God willing, to next week. And we'll just reflect on those three statements this morning. And we come to a subject, as I've said, the subject of death that we don't want to talk too much about. But it's up ahead for us all, if the Lord be not come. And the word death is here, and there's two things about death. It applies to us all, and it's for us all, it's up ahead. And secondly, we don't know the date of our death. That's the two things about death. It applies to us all, we don't know the date of our death. Barzillai, an Old Testament person, asked the question, how long have I to live? And none of us know that. None of us know that date. David said, there is but a step between me and death. And it is appointed. Our all-knowing sovereign God knows the day of our death. And the other thing about death as well is that we could hasten the day of our death by carelessness or reckless living. Many do that. Many hasten the day of their death by drink and drugs and reckless living. And there's not only two things about death, but there's two ways I find of dying. And that reminds us of two great distinctions there are right across the board. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's dear Son. There's two ways, the broad road that's crowded, that leads to a lost eternity, the narrow road that leads to heaven and home, the saved and the lost of this world. We are either strangers or pilgrims. Pilgrims heading home to heaven, strangers heading away from home. And here in verse 4, we have the two ways of dying. The death of the righteous and the death of the wicked. God's word tells us that the death of the righteous is precious in the eye of God. Psalm 116. The death of the righteous is precious in the eye of God. And Christian believers experience the grace of God at such a time. But it is the opposite for the unsaved. We read in Scripture, the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I think of that verse in Luke 16, summing up the result of that great story there that we find in Luke 16, the account of the two involved. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented, and thou art tormented. The fear of death is a reality in a sinful world today, an unsaved world. The fear of death is a reality. John Wesley could say about his people, he once said about his people, my people die well. My people die well. And then, friends, notice in this psalm as well, notice the change in the second half of the psalm, the change in the pronoun. In the first three verses of the psalm, the Lord is spoken of in the third person. The Lord is, he is my Lord, he leadeth me, he restoreth me, and so on. But now, in the second half of the psalm, it's the second person. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. And the psalmist, friends, is no longer speaking about him, but he's speaking to him. And friends, if there is a sense of danger, the Lord is ever nearer. The Lord is ever nearer. The shepherd is very close. In fact, for the righteous, this verse does not talk about death, but it talks about the shadow of death. There is no substance here, just a shadow. The shadow of a dog cannot bite us. The shadow of a sword cannot kill us. Deep indeed and dark, but a shadow. And for a shadow there must be a light, and that light is the Lord Jesus. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the valley. For the great shepherd is there, and he will not get lost. We will not get lost in the valley. The great shepherd will not only conduct us, but convey us through the valley of the shadow. It is also comforting to know that this valley is not an enduring condition, nor an abiding place. It is a passage that we pass through. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the spirit leaves the body and passes out. Thou wilt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. It is out of the restrictions of earth and into the glorious light and liberty of heavenly life. Out of the restrictions of earth and into the glorious light and liberty of heavenly life. Absent from the body and present with the Lord. Whosoever liveth and abideth in me shall never die. Friends, there is light. There is the light of death now. We think of that hymn. There is light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. A lovely hymn from one of the verses from that hymn. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought. There is presence in the valley, for thou art with me. There is peace in the valley. I will fear no evil. And it says, yea, though I walk through the valley. The valley is not our destination. We go through the valley to eternal and everlasting rest. The valley, the way through to the Father's house. We can lift all these words from this verse that mean so much. Lift the word death. We can lift the word valley, lift the word fear, lift the word walk. We walk. It's a steady, calm process with confidence, because we do not die, but sleep and wake in God's glory. Think of the word valley, and this description can stand with other experiences beside dying. Yea, though I walk through the valley. Friends, on and in the journey of life, in this old world, we can find mountaintop experiences and experiences of the times in the valley of life, when our eyes can be filled with tears. I think of Job trying to come to terms with the valley of the shadow in his life. The Lord allowed that terrible valley for him and his family. I think of the Lord being tempted by the devil for 40 days in the wilderness. What a valley. The agony of our dear Saviour in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he said, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What a valley. valleys, then valleys can be of our own making. The writer of this psalm knew all about that and the agony of soul that resulted. And friends, we can all know about valleys. The valleys that we have come through. Valleys of tears. But another little part of the verse, for thou art with me. And friends, we have that great promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never break his word. Friends, this morning, neither death nor life, nor height nor depth can separate us from the strong grip of a faithful, unchanging hand. Thou art with me. Never separate us from that faithful hand. And we have been saying about the shadow, friends, today, but for our dear Lord and Saviour, it was not a shadow, but it was the substance. He destroyed for us him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and it delivered them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He has abolished death, that we who belong to him may cry out, O death, where is thy sting? Death in its substance has been removed. Only the shadow remains for us. We can shout, O grave, where is thy victory? And dear friends, this morning, our great shepherd is the bright light of the shadow. God is the light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Friends, think of the one who tread the darkness of Gethsemane and the darkness of Calvary alone, forsaken of the Father, for you and for me. He was lonely. He was lonely that we might never be alone. He was forsaken that we will never be forsaken. And that is why we can say, we will fear no evil, for thou art with me. What lovely words in this verse 4. As we think of death, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but the Lord Jesus, our Saviour, it wasn't a shadow, it was the substance. And friends, I trust that everyone listening this morning is bound for the dwelling place of the Lord forever. The last words of the psalm, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We trust that everyone listening this morning, everyone tuning in this morning, is bound for the dwelling place of the Lord forever. Friends, I trust as we looked at this little verse 4 today, the start of the second half of the psalm, that you'll be able to concentrate on that today and think of it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And we pray that God would just bless these thoughts and bless this verse to our hearts this morning. Now let us just commit the day to the Lord in prayer. Thank you so much. Our Father, we bow reverently in your presence again this morning. We just praise you and bless you, your name this morning, for all that you mean to us and for all that you have done for us. Father, we thank thee for the glorious light of the and liberty of the gospel. And we thank thee for the joy of being in the family of God. And Father, we think of these words that we've been thinking about and considering this morning. And Father, we thank you just for the shadow. And that's what it will be, the shadow of death. And Father, we praise you for the Saviour, the one who took the substance that we could only have the shadow. So, Father, we lift our hearts. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you mean to us. Father, we commit our day to thee. We thank you for all who are tuning in this morning. Father, bless and help We think of the last day of our holiday Bible club with the boys and girls going out. Father, bless that. We pray that it'll be brought to a great conclusion and that many boys and girls will come to know the Saviour in a personal way. We thank you for that going out all week from our church. Father, we praise you for all the facilities that we have, that that was possible, and for all who served that so faithfully during the week. So, Father, we commit ourselves to thee. Bless all who are shut in today. Father, may they know your peace and your presence today. And Father, we just commit ourselves to thee. And we just spread out the issues of today and trust that we will continue to know God's ever presence with us. And we just commit ourselves to thee and give thanks again for it all in the Saviour's worthy and honoured name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.